Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Arthur Staple, he writes for The Athletic. Arthur, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Arthur?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
Good.
All right, I'm at 70-30. That's my, you know, just fandom reading the tea leaves guess on John Tavares remaining with the Islanders despite flirting with everybody with these meetings he's going to have the next couple of days. Before we talk more about this, give me your percentage. Where are you?
I'll say 80-20 he stays.
Okay. Now, what is he looking for from what you understand in these meetings? Is it just attention, or is he looking for certain things?
You know, I think it's the process. I hate that word. It's used a lot in sports these days. But when he decided last summer that he wasn't going to sign or even discuss signing pretty much until the end of the season, I think he was committing to a process that involved talking to other teams, whether he really wants to stay with the Islanders. And now with what they've done in the last month, I think that's certainly the case. But I think he's come this far, and I think it would be delinquent on his part, his agency feels, to not listen to other teams and at least see what's out there, because you only go through this once, and this is his shot to hear what life is like somewhere outside the Islanders.
Arthur, would the one team that might take him away is Toronto? Would they be the front runner in that aspect?
You know, I think logically, yeah. I know it's his home. I think there's definitely some interest with what they've done in the last couple of years, but you know, when you sit down with some of these teams, some of them are gonna have to get pretty creative to even add him, whether
right,
it's a Tampa
right.
or a Boston. So maybe they throw something. You know, Steve Yzerman is a guy. He gets into a meeting like this, and he's usually pretty good at closing the deal. I don't, you know, it doesn't mean they're going to leap up the ranks when they get in there tomorrow. But you get, you know, I think there's going to be some creativity, some things that maybe Tavares and his camp haven't thought of, and it can give them some things to think about.
What's the difference financially in years between leaving the Islanders and staying with the Islanders?
I mean, it's a big chunk of money. It's 8 years and whatever it is, 11, 11 and a half, 12 million per. Versus 7 years everywhere else. And like I said, some of these teams are going to have to get very creative. You know, there's the idea out there that Toronto, one of these teams, could go to a max one-year deal, which is about $16 million, and then start talking about a longer-term thing during the season. I don't know if that's something he's willing to consider, but the Islanders are the only ones that can give him 8 years right now, and I would imagine money is no object to the Islanders. With the cap space they have and the interest that they've shown all along that they want to keep him.
I was going to bring that up because that's an interesting possibility of a team saying, look, we're going to sign you to a one-year deal, give you big money, and then we'll take care of you. So if John accepts something like that, then he basically could get the same money and the same years from another team by just waiting it out and going 1 year, then the max contract right after, right?
Sure, but he's a guy who's missed half a year due to a knee injury before, and I think, as meticulous as he is, I don't think he's come this far to say, let's kick this can down the road and see what happens. I think he wants to commit long term right now. I don't think he loves this process. I think when you commit to it, you got to go through with it. But loving it is a completely different story.
You know, obviously, the Islanders have made some huge moves here. They bring Lamoriello in. They bring Trotz in. Have we? That's got to be something that's got to, be a plus in Tavares' mind. Have we heard anything from Tavares about, his thoughts on those two guys being with the organization now?
You know, you hear thoughts of people around him, and I think all of that has been positive. And I think even just talking to him during the season, at the end of the season, the dejection, the kind of the stagnation that had happened with the franchise, not really moving a whole lot from when he came in, when they were at the bottom. And now, at the end of this 9 years where he's going into possible free agency, he didn't see a lot of progress, and the changes that ownership made, bringing in Lamoriello, bringing in Trotz, I think that kind of awakened him and awakened some of the other guys on this team to the idea that things aren't always going to be the same, and we can actually be a team that's going to be in there swinging with big free agents. They've got a cup-winning coach. They've got a legendary GM. I think they've realized that things have turned around quite significantly in the last month or so.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that because they've done a great job. I mean, the Islander fan was putting up billboards, snow must go, and there was a fear that he wasn't going to go. He was going to remain here. Same thing with the head coach and Dougie Waite. If they hadn't made any of these moves and snow was still here and Waite was still here, what do you think would happen? Where would your percentage be? Would you think then that maybe he would leave this franchise?
It'd probably be reverse of what I said when we started. Mm. It's pretty easy to say.
Mm. That shows you the importance of it, man, right there. That kind of move can make the difference between this guy being 80% gone to 80% staying. And that's why, so far, even if they lose him, it'll be, I think, catastrophic for the franchise. But you can't blame ownership if they went out and put themselves in a better position to keep him by bringing these two guys in.
For sure, for sure. I mean, you know, there's a little bit on ownership because they gave John pretty much as much latitude as he could possibly get. He asked to not talk contract last summer. They said okay. He asked not to be traded when things started to go south. They said okay. That's a lot of leeway. And if he had decided to leave after all that, that's a tough one to swallow. Where you give him all that freedom, but I think, like you said, it's worked out with his delaying that they ultimately did what they did and made such important moves to the franchise. Like you said, even if he leaves, this franchise seems to be headed in a new direction.
All right, Alta, how about some of the other moves the Islanders might make here besides Tavares? How about that?
I mean, they got to get a goalie. You know, Lou has come out and said that they need a goalie. You know, Yaroslav Lok doesn't seem like he's coming back. They've got Thomas Greiss, who's coming off a pretty bad year. And there's not a lot out there. You know, they took a swing at trying to get Philippe Grubauer out of Washington. Caps sent him out of the conference. Unrestricted free agents. There's Robin Leonard. There's Peter Mrazek. There's Carter Hutton. Unless you're a diehard hockey fan, you don't really know too much about these guys or have heard too much about them. And that's going to be a tough sell because I think that one of the first things that Lou and John Tavares talked about, even before Lou was named president, was that, you know, John Tavares wants to play in front of a goalie that's a world-class goalie. He's never really had that opportunity. And I think that's a mandate for Lou Lamoriello from above and from below. And they've got to do something here in the next week or so to really rectify that.
When are you hearing Tavares and his camp are going to make a decision? I know they're doing the meetings this week. Free agency begins over the weekend. When should we find out the answer?
Well, you know, I think it's pretty simple. The teams that are meeting with him, you know, the ones that are going out to L.A. wrap up tomorrow. I think there'll be a couple more on the phone, at least one, probably Nashville. I think it seems like they've moved up into that outer ring of being able to make a pitch. So that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, free agency open Sunday. If you hear something Friday or Saturday, he's an Islander. If nothing happens until Sunday, goodbye, John Tavares.
Really?
So be worried.
So you think that, huh? So if we get to Sunday and he still is not committed to the Islanders, you think he's gone?
Well, he's got to sign before the free agency starts, or else he doesn't get the eighth year. So that's the key right there.
Okay. So if he signs with the Islanders, he can't get the eighth year.
Well, once the bell rings on free agency, it's 7 years for everybody.
I see.
And when does the bell ring exactly again?
I believe that's noon on Sunday.
Noon on Sunday. So basically, every Islander fan is going to be clicking refresh on Twitter from Friday morning until the middle of Saturday. Unbelievable. That's
Evan, you're an Islander fan. They've all been doing it for like 2 weeks.
No, I know, but now it's really going to heat up.
No, right. That's true. You're right.
I appreciate the update, Arthur. That's what we wanted to know. And good work on reporting on all this. And thank you very much, my friend.
Thanks, Arthur.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
Thank you. Arthur Staple on the John Tavares thing. I still think it's 80-20, but any time a free agent meets with people, you never know.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that you know, no, even if he signs with the Islanders after Sunday, it's still he can't go the extra year.
So there you go. So if he stays, we're going to know Friday, early Saturday.
Right.
If he's gone, it'll be longer than that.
Right.
Very interesting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.